This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Hospitalizations throughout El Paso County have remained fairly steady in the past week, but still up since the beginning of the month. On the 1st of September, hospitalization rates believed to be around 135 individuals. Latest data puts that number closer to 175 this week. Statewide, 865 people currently hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19. That number now lower compared to a small spike we saw just a few weeks ago. However, both state and county officials say the vast majority of hospitalizations remain in unvaccinated patients. Colorado Springs' largest vaccine site may be scaling back somewhat, but they are set to continue providing the shot in an easily accessible area. We have details now with KRDO's Riley Carroll.
The last day that the Chapel Hill vaccination site will be able to give out as many as 1,000 doses in a single day is this Sunday. After that, this location will drop administration capacity down to 250 doses each day. You can come to the Chapel Hills Mall to get your first, second, or third vaccine dose, according to the State Health Department. And your third shot can be either an additional dose or a booster shot. Now, additional doses are for people who are immunocompromised, and boosters are for certain Coloradans at high risk of getting very sick from COVID-19.
That was Riley Carroll reporting. Well, Governor Jared Polis says he's encouraged by the FDA progress on booster shots and guidance. And he also says the demand for free at-home tests throughout Colorado has prompted the state to order even more than the 2 million dose supply that they started with.
This is great. It means every test we get is getting out into the field without delay. Somebody who wants it, somebody who will use it, and that will have an impact on the epidemic.
Taking our check of our latest COVID case counts, El Paso County has added 280 new cases in the past 24-hour reporting period. That's slightly above the daily average we've been seeing over the last 2 months. El Paso also reporting 3 new COVID-related deaths within that same time period. Pueblo County has had 30 more new positive cases along with 3 newly reported deaths. Teller County adding its first death in more than a week along with 21 new cases. There were 17 new cases in Fremont County.
Students at Cripple Creek Junior and Senior High Schools will be learning from home today. The superintendent says that's because the school district just doesn't have enough substitute teachers to adequately supervise the children. District officials say this is only expected to be a one-day impact, and it's not clear right now if the absence calling for substitutes are related to COVID-19 or not. Governor Jared Polis also spent time in Cripple Creek yesterday. He spoke with Teller County commissioners on ways to get more people into the workforce.
We're investing in workforce training centers. We want to help people get the skills they need to be able to hold down and excel in the jobs that we know are there today.
Polis also believes it's important to have affordable housing for people who live where there are jobs. The county commissioner is very appreciative of this visit, saying he's the first governor to visit Teller County in about 2 decades.
A friend of Barry Morphew is accused of trespassing at his former home. Chaffee County Sheriff John Spezza says deputies arrested Shoshana Dark earlier this week after surveillance video found her going up to the Maysville home and retrieving a package. A sign saying no trespassing is clearly visible on the property. She's out on bond. It's being reported that Dark's arrest is not connected with the Suzanne Morphew case. Barry Morphew is accused of murdering Morphew last year and is out on bail.
The man wanted in connection with the shooting at the Pueblo Chili and for Holly's Festival has surrendered to law enforcement. 18-year-old Victor Villalobos turned himself into the El Paso County Sheriff's Office last night. Villalobos is accused of attempted murder for a shooting happening at the festival Saturday evening. Investigators in Pueblo continuing to investigate. They're asking anyone who may have additional information about the shooting to contact them as soon as possible.
Police in Pueblo also searching for the suspects involved in a deadly shooting yesterday. Officers were called to an area near Wyoming and Indian Avenues after the shooting left one person dead and another injured. Officers chased the suspects but were unable to arrest them. Anyone with information about this daylight shooting is being asked to call the police department or Crime Stoppers.
Mainly cloudy skies and cool temperatures for your Thursday afternoon, along with a few isolated rain showers. Look for a high of 57 degrees in Colorado Springs, low 60s for the Pueblo area. Mostly cloudy and cool overnight, and rain showers down around the border with New Mexico. Look for highs tomorrow afternoon to climb into the low 60s for Colorado Springs, low and mid 60s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.